With Pennsylvania schools closed indefinitely, districts are trying to move online quickly. The first hurdle, getting laptops to students who need them. But computers are of limited use without internet access. Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman Aaron talked to rural school superintendents who are hustling to get kids connected.
When rural superintendents describe their districts, they'll often begin by telling you the size.
We're 144 square miles.
186 square miles.
86 square miles, very rural, very remote.
That last voice belongs to Matthew Splain. He runs the Otto Eldred School District, right along central PA's border with New York State.
We don't have a stoplight, so if that gives you an idea of how small and rural we are.
Size can be a point of pride for rural districts, but when it comes to internet connectivity, it can also be an obstacle.
In our area, you have a wide range from high-speed cable internet with 100 megabytes of service down to zilch because of the hills and the terrain.
Otto Eldred faces two problems here. About 6 in 10 families are low income, and some can't afford internet. But the district also has students who live in areas so remote they either have slow internet service or none at all.
The disparity in what there's available is just huge.
The FCC estimates about 600,000 Pennsylvanians don't have access to broadband internet. And those that do have internet don't necessarily have great connections. In McKean County, where Splain works, one study found that the average download speeds were well below what the federal government considers broadband speed. That leaves Splain scrambling for alternatives. Teachers are making sure assignments are available in paper form, and the district may turn school parking lots into Wi-Fi zones where families can drive up and download packets of work.
We're trying to set it up so that kids can have a option A and option B to complete the work.
Kathy Keegan of the Milton Area School District, south of Williamsport, thought her district would be in great shape. After all, they'd already given every child a laptop or tablet.
We thought, wow, this is great. We at least are ready with devices and a hybrid learning model and students being familiar with different online learning tools.
Then they hit the internet wall. 240 students and staff told the district they couldn't get online at home. The district decided to order Wi-Fi hotspot devices for all of them, but then learned that coronavirus had completely changed the market for this technology.
They've gone from zero cost with a one-year commitment to up to $200 a hotspot with varying years of commitment.
The district had to act fast to get their hands on whatever was left, spending about $15,000 in the process.
If we even blinked and a couple minutes went by, those hotspots were sold and gone.
Keegan says the district had no choice. It wanted to make sure everyone could get online by this past Monday, when online classes started.
We're doing our very best to be present for our students and to follow a directive to continue education. We think it's important.
One southwestern PA district asked local businesses to host free Wi-Fi zones. You can now pull up to a campground or a Dairy Queen and download your assignments. Matthew Splain of the Otto Eldred School District says everyone is just trying to be creative and flexible.
I'm sure we'll have some snags. I think that's one thing we've understood is that we're going to have some difficulties. It's a matter of being ready to overcome them.
Moving a school district online takes a lot of trial and error, but you can't experiment until you get connected. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.